what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. We're going to talk high school basketball. Tomorrow night, the Emory Spartan Boys Squad, and they'll make the return to KOAL. Travel on the road to take on the Manti Templars. A lot of history between these two teams. Of course, everyone here locally vividly remembers that state championship game a few years back. Always a tough task when you take on Manti. Emory will enter this game 2-4, looking to bounce a three-game losing skid. And joining us right now to talk about that, we have head coach Jeff Cincinnatus over the phone. And Coach, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time again. Thank you.
Good to be back on, Jordan. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. And, yeah, it's time to get back playing some basketball.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. We had that little break. We'll get one game, and then it's about 9 days off before we touch the court once again, if I'm not mistaken, Coach. I mean, all in all, a lot of dead time, but I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing considering there wasn't much of an offseason. I'm sure it's given you a chance to work with these kids a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having, you know, some practice time. We have a ton of things that we need to work on that we didn't get a chance to. You know, we had a couple practices before we even played our first game, and that was it. And so, you know, having some downtime right now, even though we've played games, I think it's almost even better because it gives us an opportunity to see what we really need to work on. I mean, we've had, you know, six games so far, and so we know there's some things there that we can brush up on and get better. And plus, we're still trying to put in new stuff. So, you know, we'll get this game tomorrow with Manti. And then, like you said, you know, a nine-day break. I mean, we'll still have some moratorium time in there with the new year. But, you know, I expect at least four or five really good practices where we can put in some new stuff and then work on the, you know, stuff that we really need to work on right now to get better.
Well, Coach, we can start by talking about what went down last week. One game, it was against North St. Pete. This one on the road, it did not play out in our favor at all. And I know that the team was a little down. No Trevin Brazier, no Kyson Curtis. A rough first half. You guys managed to turn things around in the second half, but by that point it was too little too late. How did you assess the game against North St. Pete?
Well, I thought we come out extremely flat. Our defense was not good. The effort was not good. We were coming off a sophomore loss and a JV loss where our JV really got kind of just taken to and you know, was overwhelmed. And, you know, so I wasn't particularly happy even to start the varsity game with the effort we were given. It kind of carried over into our varsity, and it was a struggle. And Sam Pete played extremely well. I've got quite a few friends from over there, and I had three or four of them tell me that was the best they had seen Sam Pete play so far this year, which, you know, that's great. I mean, they're a good team. They shot the ball well. They've got size, and I think they're going to, you know, they're going to be a solid team as the year moves forward, but definitely not a team that we should lose to by 20-some points. We put ourselves in a hole, you know, 16 in the first quarter, another 10 in the hole in the second quarter, down 26 at half. You know, we did outplay them in the second half. I mean, I went in at halftime, and I kind of just laid it on the line and said, you know, we are never going to quit. Our effort needs to get better. I thought the guys went out in the second half and played with a ton more energy. And had we played with that effort and energy, even without, you know, Trevin and Kyson, that night, I still think we'd given ourselves a chance to win. We just didn't open the game with that energy and effort. And you know, I mean, take it as me as a coach. I mean, it's my job to get my team ready to play. And, you know, I've learned a few early timeouts just trying to figure out why are we not playing with energy. And unfortunately, it was one of those nights where, you know, there wasn't really a lot to even learn because, you know, we just didn't even give ourselves a chance to do much in the first half. But, you know, again, this team, and I'll say it again, they don't quit, and they play extremely hard. We've got to learn how to play four quarters extremely hard. Right now we're struggling with that, but this team's never going to quit. We've given ourselves a chance, you know, a couple weeks ago at South Summit being down in the fourth quarter and coming back, and I'm really impressed with our effort. When our back's against the wall, it's just that we've got to start coming out and having that same intensity to start a basketball game, and I think that's my job to make sure that we do that.
Offensively, Coach, there are limitations to this team. I mean, defensively, I believe that this team can hang with the best. It's all about effort on the defensive end of the ball. I don't think there's any question. Offensively, at times, though, this team does go a little bit stale. And I'm sure from a coaching perspective, that's probably been one of the most difficult challenges for you to attack, I would assume, so far this season.
It has, Jordan. And you know, and there's been times when our defensive effort is not great, and that really puts us in a hole because we do struggle, you know, on the offensive side of the basketball. You know, we've got a lot of great talent that we just need to learn how to work together with, and I really truly believe that once this group learns how to use everybody that's on the floor and work together, that will be extremely hard to stop because we have a lot of guys that can put the ball in the hole. But right now we're just not getting everybody involved, and you know, we struggle being a one or two or three man basketball team out there, and it's not what I want. But if, you know, we can get all five guys involved in our offense and contributing, we'll be extremely hard to handle as the year moves forward. But offensively, especially that night, missing Trevin, I mean, he's one of our best playmakers. He can create his own shot, leading us in 3-point shooting and scoring. So, you know, you take a guy like that out of your lineup, and you're going to struggle no matter what. And then with not having the defensive effort to start the game, it really put us in a hole. But, you know, I talked to the boys last night. I sat down with each senior, and we discussed some things. This is their team, and I know I'm a new coach, but they've been there for 4 years, and this is their year, and I really want them to understand that, you know, if we'll just do some of these little things and learn some stuff and work together, that they're unstoppable. And especially, we've discussed it, you know, Class 3A this year, I don't see a clear-cut, you know, team that's just unbeatable. Everybody is pretty solid, and on any given night can win or lose, and you know, I'm trying to make my team understand that on any given night we can beat anyone or we can lose to anyone, and we just can't lose to those teams that, you know, that we should be beating. And I have confidence that we're going to bounce back. Like I said, tomorrow night's an extremely tough game. Manti is such a quality program. You know, coming off the state championship again last year, they just reload every year. I watch film on them. They're extremely talented again with shooting the basketball. I think they hit 16 threes the other night. You know, we're going to have to play solid defense and get up and down the floor, and we're going to have to put the ball in the hole tomorrow. We're going to be in a hole to start the game again if we don't put the ball in the hole, because Manti's definitely going to score the basketball. And, you know, I've tried to tell my team, when you go on the road, you got to have the mentality that you're already down 10-0 before the game starts. I mean, it's an advantage to play in at home, and a good team like Manti, I mean, you're going to have to dig yourself out. So we need that effort that we're already down 10 to start the game tomorrow night. If we give good effort and we can put the ball in the hole, I think we're going to have a pretty good basketball game tomorrow, and I'm just excited to get back out and get playing.
Again, our guest right now was Coach Jeff Cincinnurus of the Emory Sport and Basketball Team. Coach, as we head into January, it really is go time. And I know there's been it's so different. It's so out of character from any season that I've ever been through as far as high school basketball is concerned. And just getting into the rhythm of a broadcast, I can't imagine what it's like as far as a coach and for players. But as we go into January, it's time for region basketball. And I know everything counts as far as the RPI is concerned, but with you being a first-year head coach and with region players being upon us, are you happy with where the team is at right now?
No, I'm not happy with where we're at. And, you know, I think as a coach, you're never happy until you hoist that state championship trophy. I mean, you're always wanting to be better and do things. And obviously, we have a lot of work. I mean, being 2-4 is not where I've seen us, you know, after our first six games. You know, I looked at our schedule, and I knew Juan Diego was going to be an extremely rough team for us. And, you know, that's one of those games where I'm saying, you know, it can go either way. But the rest of the games on our schedule up to this point, you know, I thought were extremely winnable games for us and ones that I anticipated we'd win, especially if we played well. But, you know, we didn't. And we're 2-4, and we have work to do. But like you said, Legion is getting ready to start. So, I mean, everybody's, you know, 0-0 right now. And we're going to have our first two Legion games at home, which is so important. We get Richfield to start and Carbon after that. And have your first two games at home in this region means you need to be 2-0 after those two games, because winning at home is going to be so important with how closely competitive our region is this year. And then trying to steal a game or two on the road is going to mean who's a region champ and who's not. And so we've got work to do before, you know, January 8th or whatever it is when we open up with Richfield at home for region. But I'm excited about our ability to get better. You know, I'm not looking at a team and it's just like, you know, there's just no way we can get better and we're not going to beat these teams. We have tons of room for improvement, and I believe these guys are going to improve and continue to improve, you know, over the next month or two. And I'm happy I'm happy with a lot of things, but, you know, also disappointed with them. We're not quite where I wanted us to be at this point in time in the season. But, you know, we're working hard for it every day. And today's going to be another day of good practice, I hope, getting ready to play tomorrow. And we've got stuff that we're working on every day and putting new stuff in. So, you know, overall, I'm not pleased. I'm pleased with a lot of things, but overall, I'm not happy with where we're at.
And again, going back to it, I would assume that only having six games before you prepare for a region probably has a lot to do with that as far as a comfort level is concerned on all angles, not just from a coaching staff standpoint, but a player standpoint as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you're used to probably having 10 games at least before you step into region play, and it gives you a chance to evaluate your team. And, you know, we've gone pretty deep on our bench so far this year, but even those guys haven't gotten the time that I wanted them to get before we stepped into region play. You know, they just didn't get the amount of time because, you know, we lost two or three games due to COVID and whatnot. And so those are big. Those are big games to miss when you're trying to get guys time and figure out, you know, are they going to be able to handle this level and how can they help you and how can they be an asset to your team. And so we're still have a lot of question marks on a lot of guys and where they fit in and what they do. And unfortunately, you know, we're kind of running out of time with those, you know, to answer those questions. So. Again, we're trying to figure a lot out in practice, you know, and right now, you know, matching up, you know, some of our younger guys against some of our older guys just to see how they handle those situations. And so practice time right now is so important to us because of the lack of games that we've had. And I've been a little frustrated with our practice time because I don't think, you know, it's different from years past. I mean, practice is always so important, but it's so much more important on a year like this where we're behind and missing games, and it was such a short preseason that every day in practice is so important. And, you know, I think we just need to have better practices. I think I'd feel a lot better if our practice time was better than it has been. And, again, you know, that comes on me as a coach. I've got to have better practices. I've got to have my guys' enthusiasm and effort better at practice, and that's my job. And you know, and that's what I'm working on right now.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate the time. It's always fun to talk about the basketball team, and I look forward to the trip to Manta tomorrow. We'll see you at the game, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Well, it'll be good to have you back, Jordan, and I'll see you there tomorrow. Have safe travel, and again, I want to hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas, and I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Coach. We'll see you at the game tomorrow.
Thank you.
We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to the national side of things. We'll talk football. Big NFL weekend coming up, playoff picture. It's not very clear in the AFC or the NFC. We'll go over the scenarios and more when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.